Welcome. Wasn't sure how many we'd be able to would join us here for a more technical discussion, but thank you for coming, and looking forward to our time here. I want to thank the CSRC committee for inviting us here as well. My name is Nathaniel Gingrich. And Micah Stauffer is over here, and I enjoyed the privilege of traveling up with Micah yesterday, getting to know him. We both taught school in the past, and both of us now develop software, or software developers. I went to school, actually, not far from here, a little school called West Hessen Parochial, so I don't know if any of you kind of place it, so. And then I taught school for a couple of years up in Tara, Ontario, at Glad Tidings. So I was taught school there. Since then, I've moved to Pennsylvania, where I've been for about 23 years. So I've actually lived longer in Pennsylvania than in Ontario. But always like to find an excuse to come up into the area. So, and I have some business interests up here and so on now too. So. I get up about every month or so. So Micah taught school for several years, and then in recent years he became very involved in the developing and supporting Candle software. And Philip mentioned that. I think you were, 15, 16 years old when you kind of got introduced to it. You've been doing it for a number of years, and it's been growing and just been really exciting to see the development of that. Now, recently, the development and support of Candle software has transitioned to a company called Silk Road Professionals. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But first, I want to share a story to convey the vision we have for Candle software. And make sure I got. It's 9:47 on a January night. The schoolroom is dark except for the single lamp on her desk. She's 22 years old, in her second year of teaching, and she's been here since the children left at 3:30. 27 report cards spread across the desk. 27 students, 27 sets of grades to calculate by hand. She picks up the next card, reaches for the grade book, flips to arithmetic, copies the score to scratch paper, adds them, divides, checks her work, writes the number in her careful hand. Then she moves on to spelling. She adds, divides, checks, writes. Her eyes blur, the number swims, she blinks hard and keeps going. That's reading, it's penmanship, it's Bible. And then she sees it, a smudge where her hand dragged across the fresh ink. She reaches for the whiteout, but the whiteout catches the edge of another number. She stares at the card and starts over. Fresh card, same student, same numbers. It's 10:30 now. 7 cards done, 20 more to go. She thinks about conduct grades. Tries to remember, did Samuel struggle more in October or November? Was that before the incident or after? She's not sure anymore. The wind rattles the windows, the propane heater hums, and she keeps writing. Now picture a different January night. Same teacher, same 27 students, but this time she sits down at 4 o'clock and she opens Candle. Every grade she entered throughout the quarter is already there. Every attendance record, every conduct note she typed in the moment when the memory was fresh, and she clicks through each student, reviews, adjusts, a comment here, corrects a typo there, and the printer hums. The report card stacks, report cards stack in the tray. She slides on her coat, She walks to her car in the winter dark, and she's home for supper. She has time to give the next morning as she arrives at school rested, not drained, not dreading the day. She has energy, and she has a surprise planned for that afternoon. A surprise as she hands out the report cards. She'll give each child a small candle. A simple thing, a thoughtful thing, the kind of thing a teacher has time to prepare when she's not drowning in paperwork. So that's what we're talking about here. Not software features, not database architecture. It's a young teacher, home for supper, with enough left to give her students something beautiful. A mission to spread light. And that's the vision I want to share. That's our mission. So the real question here is, you know this teacher. Maybe she taught your children last year. Maybe she's teaching them right now. Maybe you watched her predecessor leave after 2 years, exhausted, and wondered if there was something the board could have done differently. Here's the tension I want to name. Technology is not about complexity or progress for its own sake. It's a tool of stewardship used to protect the energy and spirit of our teachers so they can fulfill their higher calling of preparing our children for kingdom work. And that's what I want to share with you today. Not the software demonstration so much, not a sales pitch, but rather a sustainable, affordable, community-supported system that eliminates administrative burnout and ensures long-term technical reliability. And by the end of our time together, you'll understand how Candle has changed, why those changes protect your investment, and what it means for the young woman sitting in your classroom tonight. So let's just go into a little bit of what's changed, some of the practical things there. Candle software has been acquired by Silk Road Professionals. Now, acquired, transitioned, the responsibility has shifted. And so let me share what that means and kind of what it doesn't mean. So Silk Road Professionals is, I can unpack a little bit who they are as an organization. They've been around about 15 years, and they're based in Central Asia. They're actually their Business for Transformation initiative, and I've been involved in that initiative in various ways for many years, for about 15 years. And it focuses salt and light, and it's bringing Christians and Muslims together in an environment where they can work in and out with each other day by day. And I can do a whole presentation on Silk Road Professionals. I'm passionate about it. God's doing amazing work. And people are coming to salvation through that work. And so Silk Road Professionals is now going to be providing the first line technical support. They're going to be doing ongoing software development. They're kind of like the engine under the hood for Candle. When, you know, something breaks at 7 a.m. on the first day of school, they're the ones answering the phone. And they're setting up a support center. Support times are improving. They have email and phones being monitored now, both in Central Asia and here in North America. We have people, so it's round the clock, essentially, is our goal. And then there's Benevia Software, and that's actually one of the companies I'm a part of. Based in Pennsylvania, we do business software, and we're going to be the point of contact, the account management, kind of sales arm, particularly for the conservative Anabaptist community. May spread beyond that, but that's our primary focus, serving the Anabaptist community. We want to be there to hear you, receive your feedback, and become the face you know, the kind of the people who understand your context, your values, your constraints. So here's what we need to, what we're building is this partnership that creates a sustainable business model that protects your school's investment for the long term. In the recent past, before this acquisition, the reality was fragile. Micah here was juggling a lot by developing, maintaining, selling, supporting, and all of that he was doing part-time. And I forget, we met at some developer conference somewhere and got chatting, and Mike has a real passion for the software. He does. And just realizing that to really support and serve the schools, it needed to be different than what it was. And so that's kind of what started the conversations with Silk Road Professionals. And feel like now we have infrastructure. There's redundancy. There's a support team that doesn't disappear when Micah needs to go on vacation or something like that. So this partnership means that you can make a decision with confidence. The system will be maintained. The support will be there. And that your investment is protected. Okay. So what's this all cost? And I'm just going to go through a little bit of the pricing as it is with Candle. The Gradebook module is kind of the heart of the system. Keep in track of the Gradebook books. And it's $95 per user, per teacher who's entering the data per year. Okay. And if you have seven or more, those become cheaper. There's some discounts once you have get to seven or more. We also have some modules. The health module, it's $100 per year for each person who's going to enter data into it. We also have a library module. That's $100 for each person who's going to enter data into it. And then we have a broadcasting system that we've been rolling out as well that some schools are really valuing. And that's $120. It's flat fee, unlimited phone calls, text messages, email. So if you want to send out a broadcast to the patron body, you could use this tool, so all your contact information's in one system, sending that out. And then hosting, we have some options from $100 to $200 a year where we're hosting it, and you're accessing it through a browser. You don't have to worry about maintenance. The system is there. And there's hosting options. You can also bring it on-prem and install it on your own server and maintain it and so on. And so there's some options there if you'd prefer that. So I don't know, you know, the exact size of your business, but I'm thinking for a typical school size, maybe a handful of teachers, you know, you might be looking around, and this is in U.S. dollars, so $1,100 U.S., what's that, $1,500 or so Canadian per year. And so over the course of 3 years, $3,300 U.S. So, yeah, just hold that number. Just hold that number against what you're currently spending, not just in dollars, but in hours, and as we referenced earlier, in teacher energy. So Pathfinder Christian School, a couple of them were willing to meet with me a couple weeks ago, and I really appreciated the opportunity to sit down. They've been using this software for a few years, and I could show you a polished demo. We'll look at some of the software later. Hopefully that demo goes smoothly and it's polished and it looks perfect and everything just, you know, is as a demo should be. But if you want to get the real truth, you talk to Peter sitting back here or someone else from Pathfinder, and they'll be able to tell you what's working, what's not working, what they wish they would have known, whether they make that decision again or not, and that conversation will tell you more than you'll likely get from us here at the podium. But here's what I've heard from teachers using this system. The one task they no longer dread is calculating report cards. And that's not because the software is magical, it's because every grade they've entered throughout the quarter is already there. Every attendance record, every conduct note they typed in the moment when the memory was fresh. And they can just click through each student, review, adjust, correct a typo, printer hums, the report cards stack in the tray, and they can go home. Which brings me back to that January night. Home for supper. Arriving at school rested the next day, not drained, not dreading the day. She has energy. A teacher not drowning in paperwork. A teacher home for supper. And so for us, that's the measure of whether any of this matters. Does that system give her back her evening? Does it give her back her energy? Does it give her the margin to do the beautiful, human, irreplaceable work that no software can do? A mission of spreading light. So that's what we're protecting. So I'll just bring this together. We're moving from a fragile single point of failure system to a sustainable partnership with real infrastructure and real support. Silk Roads handling the technical engine. Benevia will be the reseller here in the area. And reach out to Pathfinder Christian School if you want to learn more. There's others here too that you may know. Chat about it. And the outcome we want is a young teacher who doesn't have to choose between doing her job, doing it well, and having a life. So after we finish here, we'll have time for questions. Mike is going to show you the system. You can see how it actually works. But the real interface that the teachers would use, you can ask the hard questions. And we'll spend some time looking at the software. So, yeah, what questions do you have? Welcome your input, your feedback as well. I want to capture feedback as we prioritize what we build out next in the Candle software. And we have a surprise new feature that Mike is about to prepare to share. All right. Any quick questions from any of you before we turn it over to Micah? Good. Thanks for the feedback. I'm pleased with the price point of that I'm involved in a lot of business systems and business servers and setups and so on, and so I know the cost of some of that infrastructure on the back end of software, and pleased that it can be offered at that price point. Much easier than maintaining your own system, for sure. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments or thoughts? While Micah gets connected here.
So on the tail of what he just said about hosting, I'm curious, how important is to you that Candle is hosted on Anabaptist-owned infrastructure? Is that important? It's something that's come up in our discussions with Silk Road already. You know, do we use our own hardware? Do we outsource it to Google Cloud? Do we use public infrastructure? How do you feel about that in general? I would like some feedback on that. What's the consensus on that? It's something we've been talking about.
All we care is that it works.
Let's care that it's accessible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's something we were curious about. Thanks for that. I think we're just going to jump right into a demo here a little bit. I'm probably just going to take kind of a high-level overview, just because you probably aren't actually involved in the day-to-day nitty-gritties of it. So let's just go through. Let's start with the gradebook, because that's kind of the selling point. That's kind of why people come and ask about using it. So we've tried to very much emulate the traditional gradebooks. So you have the students' names across the side, the averages across the top,
I mean, the individual assignments across the top. So it runs like an easy grader. So instead of sliding like the green and white thing back and forth to find your right averages, let's just set it here to error mode. And you put your points at the top. So like English lesson has 56 points. And then you can go down and enter the number of wrong that they had. So that, for a teacher, for me, that was a big deal. Because I had 17 students, and I was 19. Yeah, we start them young. I don't know how you do up here, but so it was a little overwhelming. And so just something that small makes a big difference in the day. You know, not having to write down everything, come back, grade it later, you know, just take some of the friction out of it. Class. So that's the grade book here. You notice across the top, we do have, this is something that boards frequently ask about, can we weight stuff differently? Can we say homework, tests, quizzes? Can we make Kangle fit what our school is already doing as far as averaging? And that was not a feature probably first when Philip came and talked to me, but that is something we've added in the last several years. And yes, you can. I'll just give you a quick peek at that. If we go to setup here, we take a look at assignment weights. They are extremely flexible. Now, please don't come in here and make 30 or 40 combinations. A board member called me one day and said, we can't figure out why our grade book is averaging these. And I came in here and there was like 40 combinations. Subjects, grade levels, really start simple. You know, build up from simple. They had, I guess, done a dump from what they had been using before. Each teacher put in their own, and that was just a personal little story of the sometimes what tech support is like with some of this stuff. So we start with these basics, the homework quiz tests, homework test combinations, and then you can kind of add in there, you know, how your school does things. We have quite a few options when it comes to even rounding. That's a big argument. Do you round up to 100? Do you never 100? And also the calculation mode, you know, how you it does support true weighted averaging. So you are not averaging averages of averages. So it's not like you're averaging together all the quizzes, averaging together the tests, averaging together homework, and then averaging those together. Every grade you see in Kangle is truly weighted. So it's looking at the entire picture and then producing reports from that. That was some limitations of the Excel spreadsheets that us teachers passed on with flash drives, you know, because they would be, you'd go in there and, we have three averages later, here we go, here's our grade, and you know how that goes. It can make some interesting situations with the parents and stuff about my child is doing better than all this. It's amazing what we put on these young teachers. I'm kind of making a case for these young teachers that have to deal with this stuff. But so that's the grading. That's kind of the big deal. Another thing, let's just look at reporting a little bit here. So as far as actually getting reports, okay, this school must have a custom report. This data, by the way, is demo data. It is real data, but it's been scrambled, so. Don't jump to any conclusions or think you recognize people. So the report cards are down here. They have several formats. So I'm just going to run one here, take a quick look at what something like this looks like. Okay. Hopefully they have grade. Let's just see. So they have sixth grade. This is scary. I didn't even try this. I hope everything works. It's just a demo I quickly threw together. So yeah, this one, they don't have many grades here, but as you can see, they have a pointer somewhere. I guess I can just use my little mouse here. So across here, pretty much like a traditional report card. Conduct, we'll collect feedback later, but I have a feeling that's going to be where our frustration comes in. Attendances, so if you notice, this is the primary in this little section here. The teachers just can enter. This is mostly their day-to-day stuff up here. So I pretty much lived in this little section, you know, entering every day, you know, this person was absent. We can take a quick look at that, actually. It's very simple. You enter the absences, administrator can look across the school, see everything, and then that adds up. That adds up and comes over to, that comes over and shows in the absences side of the report card. And there was a legend I wanted to point out here yet, that shows the weights as this school is doing it. I'm not sure if it's on this one or not. Let's just look here. Oh yeah, the subject grade keys. So the letter to grade conversions is also customizable. I know boards often have their things, and even in our Weaverland schools, like even school to school, it varies a little bit. And first grade and second grade is kind of a big deal. First and second grade, you weight a little differently. Third, fourth, fifth, you know, it kind of changes as it goes up through what you consider good work. And so that is also, that's stuff you set in the settings, is customizable for school. These report cards are, it is powered by Telerik Reporting. So I probably aren't familiar with that, but it's a reporting engine. As a matter of something we developed, it's like a third party software vendor. So you can come in here and using the build and designer, I'm not gonna really go into that, but you can actually modify things, drag things around, you know, do some formatting. And usually if I was a teacher, I would probably just call in because it's pretty cheap, the tech support, and they can usually get you what you need pretty fast. So that's always an option. Let's take a quick look at some of these other reports. Are you still interested? That's still good or faster? You're good? Okay, we'll keep going then. So reporting is the other thing that really our board members really like these. I guess it means that their wives, they don't have to get their wives to type them up probably. But the patrons report, my mom's a school board member's wife, so I know about that. the patrons report is kind of the big deal because then after you generate it, you always print it out and then you forget that the numbers at the top, like your total patron counts and stuff are wrong. So that's, you know, it's like a little stuff, but just kind of get that format there. And again, these, you know, you can go in there, drag stuff around, line it up, a little more like your school is used to it. Future first graders, another thing. I know dad and the board go through the church book. Okay, this one's got a new child, this one's got a new child. So that helps out a little bit. The teacher's like, oh, so-and-so had a new baby. Okay, you know, just put it in here. Helps. I know different schools talk about that just being kind of convenient to see here. So yeah, board members, patrons, congregations, billing, that's something else that a lot of schools requested. We want to know which churches our patrons are going to because we bill a little differently, especially, you know, if it's special ed or a lot of special help going into a particular family, just to know that what our spread is, you know, who should we be adjusting tuition for. I don't know if that's the thing up here. It's just something we do. And a collection of others, filing cabinet tape up charts here that I put on my filing cabinets, some teachers do. And grades, different ways. Looks like some of these don't all have previews. Average graphs, so this is just fun stuff really for the students, but something like the average matrix is, you know, I would even take some of this to board meeting, or the board members would log in and look. Most of them didn't, but I would take a board meeting and say, so how are you, like, how is your math doing? Like, what are the R's, you know, how is your class doing? And the graphs just gave them a real quick, I guess we could look at one, just kind of gave them a real quick way to look across and get a quick visual. Let's see if we have another grade with more data in it. Actually, let's do a class, just grab the whole class. Not much data, but gives you kind of that glance like, whoa, period two algebra. These poor fifth graders have to do algebra, but it looks like it's struggling a little. And so at a glance, you can kind of see what's going on. all the reporting stuff you'd expect, I guess, really. The grade cards, something else. That's something that one of my teachers inspired me to write one day, quickly before school. It allows you to print out little cards for your students and put them on their desk. I would do that like every week, give my students little cards, and they would give them. We should see if we can find somebody with more. Takes there, the big ones, the major subjects. So that's another thing. So you can separate out your major and minor subjects. Oh, I should have pointed that out in the average graphs report. But you can separate major and minor. That's another thing that boards were wondering about. How do we know, like the big ones, the three R's, how are they doing in reading, writing, arithmetic? And that's the ones we really care about, arguably. But those are the important ones that we really push. So that here, these little cards, they just give them to them. I did this a lot. You know, it just helps keep everybody on board. Like the students will be looking at this like, wow, if I get 100% today in math versus if I just do it in a hurry, this is going to make a difference in my color. And, you know, so I think reporting was really, I didn't realize this. I got into it before I taught school, but reporting was really the big thing when I was teaching. Everybody was on the same page. You know, we could easily print out reports. Now, if I was doing Excel sheets, that'd be one thing. You know, you could print the Excel sheet, but this, especially the reporting software, really gave us flexibility to, make it transparent, see what's happening. And I don't know what Silk Road is going to be like. I mean, I have pretty high hopes. They've been a great team to work with, but I'm sure, like, you know, we develop all kinds of reports, so they're easy to put together. I would say, you know, your board needs something, reach out. Hey, what if we visualize it like this? I'll go through the rest. You get your health reports, library, what's in the library. Are you interested in the library at all? Not as much, maybe. Some of you use the library. Yeah, so it has an integration with Google Books and Open Library. So you can... What a lot of schools are doing is, so you have your ISBN number on the barcode. That is the ISBN, by the way. And so what you do is you just scan your books through your library, and it just pops them in one at a time. So a lot of people say, oh, entering our books, like we're going to be spending weeks on that. But it's actually pretty easy. Rod staff is the one exception to that, because they don't put ISBNs on their books, all of them. Especially the older ones. So we do have a library labeling system where you can actually make your own ISBNs or your own labels and print them out. Reading lists, trends, what's being read, who's reading what, books checked in and out, what's online. I guess this is more school admin stuff, just collecting emergency contact information. So what the family emergency contact thing does here is it actually augments what you have in the system with new data. It's a collection thing from the parents. So I'll just show you that real quick here. So, So, for example, their grandma Martin, she's a grandmother, and this is her phone number. So... this is the information, and you can add a whole pile in here. And then what that does on that report is that shows what they already have, and then you send that home with the children. We don't actually use this at our school. We have some little, I think, state-issued cards maybe that we send, but I know some other schools are using this where then they fill it out and, you know, cross out, like, no, that's not right anymore, and right, you can see there a little bit. They kind of keep filling things out there. Health notices, when people eye exams, it does the, I don't know, are you interested in health at all? Should you get into that? That's not been as much of a popular thing. But tracking the immunizations, what immunizations are needed when, and then it actually generates reports out of here as to who needs what this year. And then on those cards, that goes back and that shows a QR code on it.
And you can scan that at home or get the nurse to scan that, and they can actually sign that right there, and that data all comes back in. And so your records update automatically with what immunizations they received, eye, ear tests. You can see across the side here, tracks into that. Attendance summaries, and then here's some of the library, or here's some of the exports. That's kind of another thing that was big to me. Like, I get very frustrated. Maybe this is just because I'm a programmer and stuff, but it really frustrated when my data is locked away somewhere that you can't get to it. We need to talk about that Ontario report. I completely forgot about that. So these are some of the exports where you can go in there, pull out your data. As a matter of fact, if you're a SQL guru, like a database guru, we actually have some tools in here. Be careful. But we have some tools in here you can actually pull your data and run reports the way you want to see them if you like that kind of thing. So how much time do we have?
I think we're still there. We started early.
So. Okay. Good. Do we have a little bit of time yet? So the Ontario report. So they have been working with what's his name? Daniel?
Daniel Hauser
have been working together with Silk Road to develop a report to make reporting the, I guess, required metrics to the Ontario government. And so that is here. You generate this report October 31st, takes a current snapshot of the school as it looks today. You get all your contact information incorrectly, your attendance, get that all in, who's in which grades. You specify which sections you need, and then export an Excel sheet. Let's just give that a try right here. See what happens. Okay, so. And I believe this is in required upload format. I'm a little fuzzy on the details.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of this he does through, like, a direct upload, but
okay.
We basically took the spreadsheet that, if you were working with Daniel, we basically took the spreadsheet that he was asking you to fill out and said, now Kendall, produce that. And Daniel kind of was back and forth with him. Mm-hmm. So if you're using Kendall, there's no need for that extra spreadsheet.
And if I'm right, Ontario just reduced the requirements.
Changed them, reduced them. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so if we just page through here the spreadsheet a little bit, it's probably, you know, if you're reporting already, you're used to seeing all this information.
I think there's one column yet you may have to fill out.
You know what? That's a good point. You should go back here and look.
You might have to
review the info page tab. Mm-hmm. Okay. Teacher assignments.
Unless they added it. So this is very new, and they introduced those new requirements that you mentioned.
You know what? They rolled it out last night. He told me they were missing some data. Yep, it
came out. Well, they did add that data field in.
You know, the incredible thing about working with Silk Road is that you tell them what's wrong with something and you go to bed or you're drinking your coffee the next morning, it's already done.
Yeah. So they added that data field to it.
Yeah. I think he said everything is on par now. So.
Sweet. Yeah, they rolled out a first version. It looked really good. And we're like, couldn't you just add this to it yet? And they changed the software.
I gotta ask, does this feel right? Like, I always felt like there was a bit of a gap here, a bit of redundancy. Does this feel right for those of you that are using Kendall? Does that benefit? Yes, no. Kind of cool.
Well, we're not using Kendall, but if I'm gonna be honest, I hate filling out that spreadsheet. I just despise it very much. This makes Kendall worth it.
So this is the carrot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Every year when it's time to do that spreadsheet, I groaned and rolled my eyes. I thought it was so stupid. I just hated doing it. So.
Well, it's redundant. You're using Kendall.
I report. Oh, I don't use Kendall.
Really, it's just another one of those little things that just ease the process. You know, it's not some major new. It's just all that little stuff throughout the turn that just bridges that gap.
In the school calendar, like for the events of the school.
Yeah, so we can talk about that a little bit. That's a little underdeveloped. So yeah, this would maybe be a good time to talk about the whole transition to Silk Road. I had a lot of fun working with my partner when we first started this. In the last 4 years, I pretty much took over full time, part time, in Candle, and I was just stretched too thin. So I really appreciated when Silk Road came and said that they would be willing to transition over them, and because my vision was so much bigger than myself, and I just feel like they're doing such a good job at taking it from where I had to stop and going with it. So I really appreciate them for what they're doing there. So yeah, let's just take a look at the calendar real quick. It's very basic for now. I know it's been a feature request to get more advanced with this. Let's just look here. So we do have holiday calculations in here, marking period calculation. And so we probably won't take the time to demonstrate it now, but you marking your holidays throughout the term, like when you're going to be taking off for different days, and it generates the marking periods when they end, and then takes, oh boy, report cards due. I think it's the next Monday. I believe it's the next Monday. I don't know how you do your report cards, but it then gives you the date for the next Monday that the report cards would be due on to be produced by. So I don't have experience with this. I only know what my dad says about this, how they're sitting in a board meeting. Okay, so school's going to start on this day, so we put all these events in. Oh boy, but now we're off a couple days over here. Oh, I forgot to calculate that one in. I just know that's what he always talks about. So it's designed to ease that pain a little bit, just to make that a little bit easier, to easily tell when the last day of school is going to be. So that is the extent of entry. Now, as far as viewing it, it does actually have I don't actually think anybody's using this yet, but a website integration thing here that allows you to drop, so you'll probably have to talk to your website guy, but it allows you to just drop this little chunk of code here into your website, and that will show a calendar with all your school events on it. So Candle does not actually show events like in the, we should talk about the patient portal a little bit. I'm not sure if that is just you or not, but this allows you to drop it in, for example, on a WordPress website or something. Drop it in, so I see a calendar, click on it, see event details, that type of thing. And then you can link back to your school using website links. Well, on the home page, the patrons can jump between the two, and it kind of feels like one website. Does that answer your question a little bit on events? What is something, do you have more on events? What are you looking for as far as events go? What should we tell?
A printable calendar of the school year with events marked on holidays.
More a Google Calendar style. Drag out these 3 days, is that what you're looking for?
Our school does a one sheet, like an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
The days just listed out. It's not in typical wall calendar format, it's just a week per line sort of thing. With little cells, and then there's just little abbreviations for like holiday or teacher training week or things like that marked in there.
Right. You know, that would be a great thing. You should email that to me.
As a feature request.
That's it. You got it. He's our man.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, I have a large collection of Excel spreadsheets because I would go and talk to these teachers and I would say, you have a flash drive? Yep, we have a flash drive. So I would like to look through these things and okay, what can we copy in? So yeah, we'll check that out.
And maybe there's a better way to do it, but I know we use those at board meetings often. We'll look at the sheet, what's coming up, so often.
Great.
The biggest problem with that is you got to go through and get the date of the month to line up with the right day of the week. You got to go through for the year. Once that's done, the rest fall.
There's a bunch of manual work that can be replaced by automation.
Is there an integration as far as staff meeting notes or is that any of that integration?
It's a feature request from a lot of people ask about the how to store notes over time. Guess we're going to let that for the Silk Road people to talk about. What are you looking at for as far as that? You're talking about board meetings, faculty meetings, everything?
I was mostly thinking about faculty meetings, like being able to set up a template that we don't forget when this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Prompts.
And also, you know, little notes that I can look back at as a principal and say, oh yeah, mm-hmm. we talked about that 2 weeks ago, we should really follow up. Mm-hmm.
Some type of document management system, maybe even.
It can be as simple as a notebook. Like, I mean, for me personally, I was just curious.
Searchable,
yeah, that would be good too. This came up before, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. What about some type of document management system? Maybe not even in Candle, but something that runs alongside with it. Do your schools have any type of, what are you using for like file storage? OneDrive, Google Cloud, Nextcloud, iCloud, what was that?
eCloud.
eCloud, okay, I've never heard of that in Dropbox.
One question that we have is it possible to run that Candle software on a separate computer without the internet capabilities?
It is, yes. So it comes bundled. It's no longer a, we're trying to get away a little bit from the local install model of installing on a teacher's laptop. But from what I can tell in our discussion with Silk Road, we're still advocating that, you know, if you want, or we're still supporting, I should say, installing on the school server. So that is still possible. It is a little more of a technical setup. You might have to like call up Joel here, and he might have to help you out.
Are you happy with things like I could stick it on the server in my rack and host it for our school and another friend's school or whatever?
Oh, that way. Absolutely, yeah. I know we've now, wait a minute, I better watch what I say here. Nathaniel, was there somebody in the area that had interest with that? Or I think we had been letting up to the school, though, a little bit how they want to handle that.
Yeah, at this point, I think you choose what server you want to host it on. That's why it's a separate line item.
Yeah.
And we want to, obviously from a setup maintenance perspective, we're happy to help with that. We understand those are reasons why you might not want to do it. And so we want to honor that. So happy to serve either way. It likely does sometimes increase the support effort or from us, if you're calling us or whatever, if it's there. We support.
One other question. How do progress reports fit in here?
Progress reports. Can you?
So, at the beginning of the year, I like to see when a teacher puts together a little bit of an idea as to, okay, where do I need to be in the textbook by each school board meeting type of thing.
Right. We do not have tracking for that right now. We do have another product, Teacher's Time Saver. That is something that is being phased out. But a lot of, I'm not sure if they are planning to pursue, we haven't discussed that much, plan book integration. It's something that's been discussed internally, I know, a lot. Scheduling is kind of a whole other mess. It's not an easy thing to develop.
One thing you didn't show off is typing. I know that's a...
Okay, so we should take a look at typing a little bit here. So, maybe a little bit, real quick question before we start. You're looking for typing that is simply a word processor style typing? Are you looking for typing tutoring?
Currently we do the Ronald Staff typing book with the office. So that or better.
Mm-hmm. What more people using? Same. Pretty much rotten staffs typing.
Yeah, it's gonna be word processor style.
Word processor.
You got a book and typing.
Yeah. So that's what this was designed for. It is very simple. So we just take a look here. Just take a look here at lesson. Scaling's a little funny here, but very simple. Get a page. Trying to think. Maybe I should log in as her. Let me take a quick look and see if I can log in as her. Actually, give you a look at what it looks like from the student's perspective. Let's see here.
You got 5 minutes yet?
Oh, 5 minutes. Okay, looks like I don't actually have that. Okay, well then we gotta keep going. Okay, so they basically see everything from the white page over. It's just very simple. They go in there, they have very basic portal, gives them a list of their typing lessons, they find their lesson, type it out, save, complete, print, basic typing timer. That's quiet timer, doesn't make noise. So yeah, when I was in school, we did just a little bit how something like this actually looks in the classroom. When I was in school, we did typing with typewriters. We had a dedicated class. Now what a lot of our teachers do is have 4 laptops in the back of the room, and they bring it to their desk and just quietly do it as they have time. So that's a little bit how the transition has looked at our school.
Yeah, and the backspace key is disabled in the school, though, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You can change that.
Okay.
Per user. Yeah. Quite a bit of work has gone into that whole, because you know you can always touch the screen, just touch screen. My brother figured that one out, so trickled back up through the feedback.
So is every typing student a user, like, as far as
yes. Well, very discounted. I mean, not your 95. So yeah, I'm not 100% sure on current pricing, but much better. Okay, more questions. I didn't realize we're so late.
I'll just jump in and just from Silk Road's perspective, I know this, and I'm not a part of Silk Road, so I'm part of another organization just closely connected to Silk Road. Really keen on creating a sustainable product, really looking at the cost structure, try to keep this affordable for our small schools as much as possible. We want to honor that. We care about education, and we all have kind of other things we're doing that are our bread and butter, but we want to support this and support our small schools. And part of why there's multiple reasons why this software is in Central Asia and being supported and serviced there. Number one is we have this mission for Salt and Light, and God's really working. And candidly, a Mennonite presence in Central Asia with the Muslims there is just amazing. We don't have that time for that story, but we just break all the molds, all the stereotypes of Western civilization that they have in their heads, right? So we want to give them good work, but also the cost structure is the element of that as well. And we believe we can build a business model for this software that's sustainable for the long term, and that's what we're working on, building that infrastructure in place. And yeah, really excited about it. The first thing we're going to be focusing on that's kind of major is the whole conduct side of things, and really trying to figure out how we can... Conduct's done somewhat differently school by school, so there's got to be some flexibility built into this, but making it a lot more intuitive, smooth, and so on. So that just gives you maybe a little idea about where we are, where we're going, what we're thinking. So yeah, just any holistic overall questions, happy to entertain them. We'll be hanging out here through the break, so you can come up and ask questions directly as well. Any other questions?
There was a little bit of a interaction with the school board showing somewhere on there what we have a little idea of what that is, or
slides. I'm not following it.
The slides I presented?
I don't know.
Or the slides? I mean, often the school, many times I think a school board member is administrating this software.
Oh, you're saying from
but
the... I guess what I was wondering
reports.
Is there a report that goes out to each of the school board members on a regular basis? Or?
So I want to go to school board access to the software?
Yeah.
Right, right. So we have administrator access, you have an administrator account, but not necessarily a board member, you know, limited or special pricing for a board member.
But there are also some reports that have been developed with board members specifically in mind. I think maybe that's what you heard Micah share. And there likely should be more as well.
So let's say we wanted two of our board members to have full access. They can both be able to see grades. That would be the five of
them. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you need printed literature along at all?
Very little. Yep, I do. So, my email, my cell phone number's on the back here. Their direct line, their support line as well is on here. You can go on the website and you can log in and do the demo yourself. That might be the next step you really want to do.
That's what we're using here.
So no. You'll get to see exactly this. So candle.software. Where you go, and there's all kinds of contact information as well. So just a simple brochure. Yeah.
I'll set them back here. If you want to grab one, you can.
Good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. God bless in your leadership and responsibilities. Happy to engage further.
Thanks a lot.